that reason. I mean, surely...
Well, sir, I have to say that the rest of the veterans who have phoned up are more than happy with it, sir.
Do they realise that they're not going to be able to take a photograph?
Yes, sir. And they understand that is, you know, that they've understood the situation and they're happy with it, sir.
Well, I don't understand the situation.
So these people who are obviously putting on the show are doing it have deemed it necessary to ask that no photographs are taken during the show, sir?
Well, it doesn't actually say during the show. It says that you're not allowed to bring a camera in.
No, sir, it doesn't say that, sir. It says no photographs are to be taken during the show, so you can bring a camera... As long as you don't take pictures during the show, sir, so you can take before the show and after.
I beg your pardon, but it doesn't say that on the leaflet. It says, due to the nature of the show, photography will not be permitted on Horse Guards Parade.
Okay, sir, and then what that means is that's pertaining to the actual show. So you can take photographs after or before.
Well, that's not what it says.
Okay, sir, but that's what it actually means.
Right.
Okay, sir?
Okay, I'm not very happy about it, though. I should talk to my local newspaper about it.
Well, I think that's a great shame, sir. After all the
it's a great shame that I had to give up 8 years of my life to fight for this country.
Sir, no one's disputing that, sir.
Well, I don't think that's a good enough reason that you've given me for not being able to use my camera during the show.
So the people who have organised the show...
I'm a photographer by trade and I have a website, a military website.
Right, sir.
All about the Irish Guards.
Yep.
And I've done all that for my own expense and I was hoping to be able to take some photographs during the performance to put on my website.
Okay, so I'm very sorry that that's not possible.
What is your name?
Captain Simon Holden, sir.
Then you should understand what I'm talking about.
Of course I do, sir. I do understand. But I can't change what has been set down, sir.
Okay. Well, I feel very, very upset about it, and I may not come at all, and rather stay at home and watch it all on the television.
I think that'd be a great shame to miss out on the whole day, sir, just because you can't take a photograph during the actual event.
Yes, but that's what I'm coming up to see, the event.
But you can see the event, sir.
Yeah. Okay.
Perhaps you could video it on your television at home, sir.
I can do that, yes. But then there is the question of copyright.
Right.
I wanted to put pictures of it on my website.
Oh, right, okay. But you can take pictures as you go down the mall and the fly past and of the Queen on the balcony?
Well, I'm not staying all day because I'm not in very good health and I'm only coming up just for the Horse Guards show.
Right.
I have to get up from Hastings to London and then back again. And my son will be coming with me to help me because I had a serious illness 2 years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And I was so looking forward to taking some pictures for my website. You might care to have a look at it if you type in Irish Guards.
Irish Guards?
Yes.
www.co.uk?
www.irish-guards.co.uk.
And did you serve with the Irish Guards, did you, sir?
I did.
Oh, excellent.
I also served with the Home Guard.
Oh, right, okay.
And joined the Territorial Army when I came home from Palestine.
A busy man.
Yeah. So, you know, I was really looking forward to this, having been offered a seat.
Yeah. I can understand your feelings, sir, but I can't change what has been, what I've been told, or what's on the information sheet.
I don't understand the actual reasoning behind the not being able to take a photograph.
But perhaps it is the very reason that you stated, you know, the flash photography affecting the performance and the horses, or...
But I would have thought all the horses that would be taking part in that would be so used to flash photography from Trooping the Colour,
yeah.
All sorts of parades that they go on, they're photographed by people in the street. I don't think it can be the flash that's the problem.
Yeah.
I just cannot understand why the ban is being put on.
There must be a good reason, sir, otherwise they wouldn't do it. They wouldn't just do it just out of spite, would they, sir?
Well, no, but it just seems that, you know, what I think a lot of people, because something is stated in print, they don't question it, they don't ask why, and maybe there is no reason why you shouldn't take a photograph, technically.
A lot of effort's gone into producing the show, and obviously the whole day, and they've obviously, you know, had to put a number of restrictions in, unfortunately, to ensure that as many people as possible can enjoy the day.
Yeah, well, see, it read to me as though if I go to log in, as it were, with a camera in my bag, that I was going to be asked, you know, not to bring it in.
No, you can bring a camera, sir.
Yeah.
As long as you just don't take two pictures actually during the show.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay, sir?
Well, thank you for your help.
Not at all, sir. I'm very sorry.
Right.
Okay. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
Oh, hello, darling. Sorry about that.
Uh-huh.
Claire and Grant are here. I was under the dryer.
Hmm.
But they've gone now.
Oh, right.
Yeah.
I thought that you might have rung me during the time I was on the telephone.
I think I did.
Yeah, because I just had a row with the Ministry of Defence.
Oh, have you?
Yeah.
Oh.
Bloody cheek. They're not going to allow us to take any photographs.
Oh, are they?
No.
Oh.
I've got the tickets. I told you the postman had been.
Yeah.
Yeah. On the ticket it says no cameras will be allowed in Horse Guards Parade.
Wow.
Due to the nature of the show.
Oh, really?
I spoke to a captain at the Veterans Agency.
Yeah.
In Whitehall.
Mm-hmm.
And he's unable to give me a reason.
Oh, you're not doing any harm taking photos, are you?
I said, is it because the flash might frighten the horses?
Oh.
He said, well, it could be. I said, well, that's funny. I said, because they're trained not to take any notice of
that. Yeah. Can you give me a...
Oh, sure. Yeah, sorry.
No, it's okay, love.
Yeah.
What a shame. So they won't alter it? No.
Well, not just for me, they won't. I did tell him off. I said, look, I served 8 years during the war in uniform. I said, and coming all the way up to London, and you're not going to let me take a photograph?
Yeah.
I don't believe it.
Mm.
He said, well, that's the organisers of the show have put that in.
What would happen if you did?
Well, I suppose they'd arrest me and put me in, throw me in the tower.
But you'd already taken a photograph, mate. You'd have got it, wouldn't you?
Well, they confiscate your camera.
Oh.
I can't imagine that all those people, thousands of people, will not be taking a photograph.
No. Can you take it, just in case?
I said, what happens if I turn up at the gate with a camera in my bag? He said, that's all right, but you're not allowed to take a photograph during the show. Well, I don't want to take a photograph not during the show, do I?
No, not really.
Except perhaps one of Kevin, you know, walking to the seat, to his
that's
seat
right,
or something.
Yeah.
Well, that's ridiculous.
It is, isn't it? I've got Booker and Beth there now.
Oh, have you?
They're doing the window.
Oh.
They phoned up about half an hour ago to say they were coming. So, they're doing the window now. He's out at the car at the minute, because it sticks. I'm just going to have something to eat.
Yeah.
I've got some potatoes on and I'm having a salad.
Well, I think I shall have something to eat now.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I haven't heard from Geraldine or anyone, so I'll just have to let her come tomorrow. If she can, but she's pretty good. She usually rings, but maybe about lunchtime.
Yeah, well, she'd probably ring you presently and say, "Whatever, you've been on the phone all the morning. I've been trying to get you."
Yeah, so I'll ring you later.
Okay, darling.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Good afternoon. My name's White. I don't know if there's a story in this or not, but I think you must be aware that there's going to be a commemorative parade on Horse Guards Parade for the Queen on July the 10th. Do you know about that?
We cover stories in the Meridian region.
Well, I'm in the Meridian region.
Right.
So, and it's my story, really.
Okay.
I've been invited to attend, and my tickets arrived this morning.
Yes.
And I'm absolutely gobsmacked to find that I'm not going to be allowed to take any photographs.
Oh, right. Why have you been invited?
Well, I'm a veteran of World War Two.
Right.
I served in the Home Guard and the Irish Guards.
Right.
And I was allotted a ticket for this parade by the Home Guard Association.
Okay. Where are you actually calling from?
I'm calling from St Leonard's.
St Leonard's,
right. Leonard's
on Sea. Okay. Let me see if I can put you through to the news desk down there, and they should be able to help you.
Right.
Just one moment.
Okay. Good morning, or good afternoon. My name's White. I live in St Leonard's. I'm a World War II veteran.
Hi.
And I've been invited to attend the Queen's Parade on July the 10th in Horse Guards Parade.
Oh, great.
I got my tickets this morning.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely gobsmacked to find that I'm not going to be allowed to take any photographs. Now, I rang up the Veterans Association and spoke to a captain on duty, and he's unable to give me an explanation of why they're not going to allow photography.
That's a bit mean, isn't it?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I gave up 8 years of my life to serve this country, and I can't take a photograph in Horse Guards Parade. I mean, I can understand not using flash photography in some cases, but all those horses that will be used to flash photography, they're trained for it.
Yeah, absolutely.
He wasn't able to give me an explanation.
But I don't know why.
No.
Presumably, all I can think is some sort of security measure, but quite why, I don't know. All right, well, can you leave me your name and telephone number?
Yeah. My name's Ivor White.
Yeah, and what's the best number for you, either?
127. Oh, you want my phone?
Telephone number.
Okay, telephone number. It's 01424.
Yeah.
854.
854.
886.
886. Okay, well, we might take a look into this one and get back to you on it. It's a bit odd, isn't it?
It is. I just want to know the reason.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see if we look into it for you. We'll come back to you.
Okay.
All right, thanks very much indeed for phoning.
Thank you.
Cheers. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.
Hello?
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 Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Are you Lily back?
Yeah.
I was, said you were on the phone.
I was on the phone to Meridian Television.
Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
They're looking into it for me.
Are they?
Yeah.
Oh, you've taken your father?
Yeah.
Oh.
I won't be put upon.
You won't be put upon. I won't be put upon. Don't make me laugh. You are okay. So what are they going to do?
They're going to look into it and try and find out the reason why photographs were not allowed to be taken.
Mm.
Because the only thing I can think of is that there are going to be stars of screen, radio and television in the show.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm wondering if they are getting money from selling the rights of the photography to some firm.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Yeah, it could be, couldn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Now, I mean, that is not fair for a public ceremony like this. I can understand it if it was in a theatre.
Yeah.
Well, you know, where you, it's a private dwelling, private
yeah.
building. But, I mean, Horse Guards Parade is public property. You can walk through there any time you like.
Mm, mm.
And I don't think they ought to be able to just put on a ban like that. In view of the fact that I sent in my details when I was offered the chance.
Mm.
I had to fill in a form. They said nothing back in March about not being able to take any photographs.
No.
It's only today on the back of the tickets that it says that.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought that was right. Well, you've got to have a reason, haven't
you?
Yeah.
And I spoke to this captain at Veterans Headquarters, Captain Simon somebody, Simon Horton, and he couldn't give me a reason either.
No.
And I really am banjaxed.
Mm.
Mm. I really can't understand it.
No. Oh, well, let's hope they're sorted out.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you find your driving licence?
Yes. It wasn't actually a driving licence that I was looking for, though. It was the car registration documents I was looking for. Because they all have to be sent in by July the 1st, by July the 1st, to get the new blue one.
Yeah.
You've got yours, haven't you?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, I have sent my old one in now.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
Oh, so you've got it organised.
It's all in hand, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
They've been telling people on the television for the last 2 or 3 weeks that they must get it changed by July.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, I've heard from Geraldine, and she's going to tell Nick all about
this. Mm.
And if he comes back tomorrow, and she thinks it's a good idea to talk about things, you know, about this threats and that in front of you. Otherwise, if he goes into a respite, he'll wonder why he's going in there.
Yeah, well, he's going to say, oh, I won't do it again. I won't do it again.
Yeah.
But of course he will, because he'll forget.
Yeah, he'll forget, yeah.
Mm. And they ought to know, they ought to realise that.
Yeah, I think they will. Because I mentioned about several things about yesterday.
Yeah.
And about, I don't know whether I said about the car, but something. And he screws his face up and he said, let's forget yesterday. Let's forget yesterday, he said.
Mm.
Mm, let's forget yesterday. Mm. Yeah. Yeah, but he don't want to know.
No, it doesn't matter what he says. That will all be forgotten, and something new will crop up. And
yes, that's right. Yes.
So they should take this seriously.
Yes, because Maureen said, because she's all for him going in. She's been on about this for a long time, and you're coping, and you want to look after yourself.
Yeah.
All this, you know.
Yeah.
And I said I am a bit frightened. I said, especially when they say he's got to go into a home.
Mm.
So she said, oh, Nick will take care of all that.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
He'll probably say, well, let's get you into a place before I go into hospital.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'll be all settled.
He will know how to deal with it.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
See, there's nobody at night to get in touch with. I can't sort of say, like, in the daytime if he was playing up, say, oh, I'm going to ring Nick now and get urgent help.
Mm.
There's nobody to sort of be there if you need urgent help.
No.
And that's what bothers me.
Only me.
Yes, only you, darling.
I'd be willing to come anytime.
You could come and deal with him.
Mm.
Yeah, well, Bert would, he's handy, you know, if he started, you know, on this bullying.
But you must take these threats seriously, because if he wasn't prepared to do something, he wouldn't talk about it.
No, that's right. No, I am taking them seriously.
Yeah. If you carry a gun, you must be prepared to shoot it.
Yeah.
People don't carry guns just for the fun of it.
No, I know what you mean. See, last night he was saying, when we got to bed, that the curtains, it was too light. He said, you're most inconsiderate having all these lights on.
Mm.
Well, you wouldn't let me do the crossword puzzle. He usually likes to do the crossword puzzle, which I told him.
Mm.
I said, you like to do the crossword puzzle with me?
Yeah.
And he said, no, I'm too tired. I'm not doing the crossword puzzle. Mm. He said, you're most inconsiderate, he said, in keeping the lights on.
Yeah.
And he kept on like this until, in the end, I flung the puzzle down. Yeah. And so it's a giving in to him.
Mm.
And then he said, I can't sleep because the lights are all on, coming through the window.
Yeah.
I said, well, I can't help that.
Yeah.
I said, because it's daylight. This is about 8:45.
Yeah.
I said, I can't help the light coming in the window. And he said, well, you should get up and put some towels up to the windows. So I said... I can't do that, I said, because I'm not fit enough to do that.
Yeah, that's right, yeah.
I said, you've just said that I'm not fit enough to drive.
Yeah.
And I'm certainly not fit enough to go and get the towels up to the window.
Yeah.
See, he don't like it when I get back at
him. No,
this is what riles him up.
Yeah.
But I can't help it.
And they always take it out on the person closest to them.
Yeah, they do. Yeah. I know, and like Maureen said, they'll start an argument over anything.
Yeah.
You know, it doesn't take anything
to
start an argument. They'll start it over anything.
Yeah.
Mm. So that's perfectly true.
Mm.
Yeah. Because, I mean, we set off all right yesterday morning.
Yeah.
And everything was all right. Yeah. Until they started doing these shoelaces and that, and from then on, it was blooming awful.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, anybody like you or anyone that's sensible wouldn't go on like that. They'd take it logically.
Yeah,
you know, they might say, perhaps, well, I have been sitting here a little while.
Mm.
I don't really want to sit here all the morning and finish it.
Yeah.
But Yeah. It had to go on and on.
But that goes with the illness.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it does, you see. He was a bit triggered off by waiting for me,
yeah.
I suppose.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that goes with the illness. Yeah. Yeah, well, he's not going to have his own way much longer.
No.
No. Because I said to Lauren, he will have to go in anyway. I said, when I go in hospital, he will. I said, no way can he be left on his own.
No.
No.
So, so they might as well start the ball rolling now.
Yeah. Nick probably will.
Hmm.
I might get a letter in a day or two.
Hmm.
I don't know.
Hmm.
But I think I'm going to have a little rest now.
Yeah,
my
okay.
My eyes are nearly shutting.
Yeah, okay, darling.
Grant was tired.
Hmm.
He had, he's been taking, stuff, or what's it called? The hay
food. Oh, yeah. That's made him feel a bit tired.
Yeah.
Okay,
then.
Yeah, okay, darling.
Yeah, talk to you in a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye.
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 Hello.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
I've had a sleep.
Yeah, good, yeah. Good.
Is it ring me back?
Yeah. Comes home about 3:10.
Oh, 3:10, is it?
Mm.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I'll have to shut that window up. It's a bit windy. It's blowing in there.
Ah, that's where that's where the workman's been working, is it?
No, this is in the lounge.
Oh.
He's opened the top one and the bottom one.
Mm.
I think he's done them both.
Oh.
And, I think he's just put some WD-40 on it and moved it.
Ah.
But if I thought about it, I couldn't.
Yeah.
Actually, I didn't see much of him.
No.
He's big, tall chap.
Mm.
I let him in because I was on the phone and one thing and another, and I didn't see much of him.
Mm.
Yeah. Oh, I could do a test in a minute. I think it was 1:30 I finished mine, but yeah, because I was a bit late having dinner.
Hmm. Well, I haven't had any yet.
Haven't you? I was just going to ask you.
Yeah, I've been busy sorting this parade out.
Oh, have you?
I've been in touch with the BBC as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Old Meridian and BBC?
And BBC, yeah.
Oh.
So they should sort it out. I just want to know why.
Yeah.
I cannot understand why not.
No.
There must be, in the crowd, there will be hundreds of people who will have mobile phones with cameras in.
Yeah.
They're going to stop. Are they going to stop them using them?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Mm.
I think it's absolutely ridiculous.
It's silly, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah.
And this captain that I spoke to at the Ministry of Defence, he said, you're the only one that's complained.
Oh, did he?
I said, yeah, well, most people take it for granted that if something's printed, it must be true.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
They don't bother.
They don't question it.
No.
No. Trust you.
I think the Brit... I think the English are too trusting in what they believe everything they read in the newspapers.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, they don't doubt anything, do they?
No,
just accept it.
Yeah. I don't accept any old rubbish.
No, No, that's right.
That's why I chose you.
Oh, thank you. Oh, that's very thank you.
Well, that's how the sport looks.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, is Karen there, please?
I think you got the wrong number.
854886?
No.
Oh, sorry, I've dialed the wrong number then.
Who's that?
I'm after Karen.
Karen?
On 854886.
Well, that's my number, but there's no Karen here.
Right, don't worry, I've got the wrong number. I've written it down wrong. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye. In the filter. Well, the filter is up over the door where the air comes through. Well, Grant had a look, so I said, I don't know where the filter is. But he said, I don't like to touch it because I don't know quite how to do it. And I don't want to mess it up.
No, it might be clogged up with dust or
something. Yeah, it could be, couldn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I won't today, but I'll have to give them a ring sometime.
Yeah.
And sort it out.
Did they establish that it's not coming from up the flat above?
No, not actually. No. No. And I wonder if it is.
Yeah.
And I can't really get up there and do anything.
No, you shouldn't. You shouldn't have to.
No, I shouldn't, should I?
No.
No, I'll show Tom, I told him about it.
Yeah.
He said you should get in touch with the council.
Yeah.
But old Babbage, I'm in such deuce with him. I said, I've got enough on my plate for a minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I'm going to ring you out and see what they say. But they might even come out and have a look at it.
Yeah, be careful, they're not going to charge you, though.
Yes, that's the point.
Yeah. They can charge just for a call out,
you know. Yeah, they could do, couldn't they?
Do it through the council.
Do it through the council?
The maintenance department.
Yes, yeah, that's right. Yeah. It's a blinking nuisance, really. It was spotty because I all speckled light, you know, because I couldn't get up there to do anything, and I left it.
Yeah.
But now, it's more of a mess. A blinking nuisance, that bedroom is, in that corner. I've got a blooming below fly going round here. I'm going to have it in for him in a minute. So, are you going to have anything to eat now?
When I know Tom's home, I will.
Oh, will you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I've had a nice chicken salad.
Yeah.
It's the last of the chicken. Oh, dear. Oh, excuse me. I'm still dying. it's the last of the chicken.
I thought you were going to say it's the last of the summer wine.
Yeah, that as well. anyway, I told Claire and Grant about Tom, put them in the picture and that. But anyway, we'll have to wait and see. Yeah. So I think I'll go out and do the washing up and that. And I haven't got a lot. Grant had a coffee.
Yeah.
And Claire had a drink. Yeah. So that's what I'll do, I think.
Okay.
Okay, then.
Try and let me know when you spot it.
I will, yes. Yeah, okay.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, bye-bye for now.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
After the turmoil, it was a swine. I was going mad, I said, you swine out of my brain. Well, it started really, it was all right up until he started to do his shoelaces up. And, of course, you can't really sit and do shoelaces, you know, you need to put them on, so, but that's his way. And I went into B-Wise. When I came out, I wanted to go to the toilet. So I thought, I'm bad. And I thought, there's no good, you know, him coming as well. I was a bit too late. Kids. So I said, you sit here. I said, and I'm going to the toilet. So when I got back, he was ever so healthy. Not much for me sitting on the seat all morning, he said. We went round Tesco's. I can't tell you what he was saying. I can't remember it all, but he was cracking on. And the people were looking, you know.
Did you say Tesco's?
Tesco's, yeah. Tesco's at Langley.
Oh.
Yeah, they've got a Tesco's there.
Right, yeah.
And he was cracking on. And, I mean, he was only showing himself up, really, not me, because I was just going around quiet. And then he wanted to go to the toilet. So, okay, I took him up to the toilet. Just got inside the door, because it's all a lot of steps down there. Stairs down there. So I thought, well, I hope it'll be all right. I said, I'll come down with you. I'm not having you come down with me, he said. He said, no, I'm not. And he threw his stick down. And the man was coming in behind us. So I said, look, I said, this man wants to get by. He picked his stick up, the man did. So I said, thank you. And I apologised. I said, I'm sorry. And he just ranted and raved all the time, so he didn't go. So he said later, quite a bit later, well, I'll have to go to the car. And of course that was unsuccessful. He wet all his trousers and everything, so it wasn't a very good day at all. And then in the afternoon it was quiet and I went to sleep. And he had his meal all right, and it started up again all after tea. I can't tell you what it's about, but he just gets humpy about something, you know. I can't see what he's got anything to get humpy about, because I always do everything for him willingly, you know. But it's just how he is. Oh, he threatened he was going to do my car in. He was going to let the tyres down and smash it up.
What's he want to do that for?
Well, I don't know. I don't know.
I mean, you take him out, innit?
Yeah. We had all this again about you're not fit to drive. You're ill. You can't drive. You shouldn't be driving. And all this. I said, well, you get in with me, don't you? So tomorrow, I don't care if it starts it up again or not. I said, you feel safe with me?
Hmm.
Yeah, I will. I said, I can't help it.
Yeah.
I know I'll rumble him up a bit, but I'm not taking it.
Well, you can't go on much longer like
this. I can't. No, I'm going to bring Nick up. Nothing's imminent at the moment. I suppose it's the 5 or 6 weeks, but I can't go on like this. I mean, it's making my life a misery. I told him yesterday, I said, you're making my life a misery.
Yeah, and you don't know what he's going to do next.
No, you don't. You don't.
If he behaves like that in public.
Yeah.
I mean, goodness knows what he'd be doing next.
Yeah, yeah. That's right. He gets threatening. He threatened me last night.
Mm.
I don't want you to worry, but he did. Yeah.
Well, but, you know what they're saying about bullying now, don't you?
Yeah.
You must tell somebody in authority.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
It'll be too late when he actually does something.
Yeah. He did threaten me. Mm.
You must tell Nick.
Yeah.
You must. Honestly, you must.
Yeah, I'm going to. I'm going to tell him. Yeah. See, he gets these doses at the moment. He fears that something's going to happen.
Well,
to him.
I know you don't... You know, you... It's not easy to tell somebody what he's doing, but you've got to, because it is like bullying.
Yeah, it is.
The kids don't say anything because they're afraid to, and then all of a sudden, you know, it blows out of proportion. Somebody gets hurt.
Yeah.
And then it's too late.
Yeah, he is bullying. I mean, my life is an absolute misery.
Mm.
Yeah.
You must tell Nick.
Yeah, I'm going to phone him this morning.
Yeah.
And put him in the picture.
Mm.
And when Linda came, he said she's got to go into... she's got a bad leg.
Yeah.
So I said, yes. I said, I've got to go in hospital again. I think it will come to that. Dr. Hadley more or less said that, she didn't say, well, we'll see the result of the x-ray.
No.
But I think it will come to that, because there's definitely something there.
Yeah.
And Linda said, oh, because I said it's going to be a dino rod.
Mm.
So she said, they put a little balloon down your
that's right.
leg.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, and then they blow it up.
And blow it up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So, she seemed to know all about it. But, you know, of course I couldn't say too much to her, you know. I said I've got to go to hospital.
No.
Yeah. Yeah. But I threatened to ring the police last night, and we had a fight over the phone. And, he came along and said, he snatched it away from me. Actually, I elbowed his stomach off. Yeah, but...
Darling, you must tell somebody.
Yeah, I must.
I feel sorry for him, but...
Yeah,
the thing
he's
is,
not going to keep doing it to me.
Well,
like
the thing is, you see, he doesn't know what he's doing.
No.
And you must tell somebody.
Yeah, I must. Yeah, and I think if he does go into a home, you know, the way I'm feeling at the moment, the best thing to do would be to stay there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I don't know quite how we'd do it. I'd probably say I wasn't well enough to look after him, which... I'm getting like that.
Yeah.
I'm not well enough to look after him.
No.
He's getting more and more frail.
Mm.
And we went up to Sue's on Sunday, as I said, and he had an awful job getting up and walking, you know, and to the toilet he went.
Yeah.
Of course, he'd lost his way to go to the toilet completely. And wet all over the floor, of course, because I didn't take the bottle.
Mm.
And Susan said to me, oh, she said, Dad's getting more frail, isn't he?
Mm.
So I said, yes, he is.
Mm.
And when he came out of the toilet, Sue had put a little table from the Nest of Tables with his coffee on it.
Mm.
I think he'd drunk his coffee.
Mm.
But instead of turning his bum round to sit on the chair, he was sitting... trying to sit on the table.
Yeah.
And so I quickly moved the cap and tried to steer him round to the chair.
Yeah.
It wasn't too bad, Sandy. It was, so you get spells like that.
Yeah,
He was still seeing people and that, you know. But he was definitely he was really gone yesterday, you know.
He'll be better off in company with...
Well, he would do, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I have to cut all these food out. We went to have a snack yesterday. It was, he had an all-day breakfast. And I had jacket potato. But he had a hell of a job with this. You know, he said, I can't do it. And so I landed up feeding it.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, people just have to take it that he can't do it on his own, you know.
Yeah.
You accept it, don't you?
Yeah.
But it was most embarrassing yesterday. Everyone was sort of looking, you know.
Yeah. And as I've said many times before, it's not going to get better, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse, yes.
And I think you've really got to tell somebody now.
Yes, I will have to. If Nick's not there, perhaps Geraldine will be there this morning. I think I'll soon give them a ring. How are you, darling?
Well, I shall... I want to be with you, darling.
Oh, we do want to be together, darling. Yeah, we do. I can't come out for a meal today.
You can't?
Because Claire's coming at midday to do my hair.
Okay.
You know, so I had thought about it.
Mm.
But we will have to do that again. It really bucks me up.
Yeah.
I'm a bit disappointed about it, actually. But
so am I, but... I want you to get this business sorted.
Sorted out, yeah. The thing is, I don't really feel up to a lot.
No.
I've hardly had any sleep with him. He's had me in tears. I was really in tears in the shopping centre.
You must do something now, darling.
Yeah, I will have to. Yeah. He is just a big bully, you know. Anyone else, you know, would have said, when I came back from the toilet, you know, I don't like sitting here all month. Well, fair enough, you know. But then he went on, he was going drinking dessert. Yeah. And then in the supermarket, he was walking along, and I was just a few feet in front of him, because he was holding on to the trolley. And all of a sudden, he turns round, and he shouts, Margaret! Margaret, he said. And I said, yeah, I'm here. What are you doing? He said, going on in front of me, getting ahead of me. He said, wait for me. And things like this, bursting out. So it might be a good opportunity to get him on the first step of the ladder to the home. Jim said that, actually, up there on Sunday. He said, you know, it's a blessing in disguise. Because they see how he is, but they don't know the half of it.
No.
He is so difficult. And I've got to do everything for him, virtually everything.
It would be bad enough if you were in good health.
Yes, but I'm not.
No.
I said to him, I'm not in good health to do all this bending and put his clothes on and things like this. I said, I'm not well enough to do it. And he said, all you get from him is, no, neither am I.
No.
Mm. No, neither am I, is it? Mm. Yeah.
Please do it.
Yes, I will, darling. I'm going to. I've got to.
Mm.
There's no two ways about it.
Mm.
I am going to. I'm going to ring Nick or Geraldine today.
Yeah.
Because I can't talk in front of them, can
no.
I?
No.
Talk in front of it, Geraldine. No. No, okay, I'm going to get their number and give them a ring. I'll see if Nick's there first.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
If not, I'll get Geraldine.
Right.
Okay, now.
I'll be here for you, darling.
Yes, okay, darling. I feel so low. I just feel like sitting down and crying.
Yeah, well, that's what. You must do it now. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, then, love.
Okay, darling.
Yes. Yeah. Bye-bye, love.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling. Bye-bye.
I love you, darling.
Love you, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'll ring you back.
Thank you. Yeah, yeah. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello, darling. Yeah. Can you give me a ring back?
Yeah.
Because I'll have a chat.
Right.
I couldn't let Nick, he's off sick. There's nobody standing in for him at the moment. He'll probably be back tomorrow. And so I've left a message for Geraldine to ring me because she's coming tomorrow and they work in the same room, you see. They work together.
Mm.
And so she can pass the messages on to Nick.
Right.
And I'll try him again either Thursday or Friday to have a chat, you know, directly to him. But there's not much I can do at the moment. It's not imminent because I think it would be 5 or 6 weeks before. I don't know whether it would be going or get an appointment, you know. But we'll see what they say. So she's going to give me a ring back when she comes in. Okay.
Right.
Yeah, there's nothing much more I can do at the moment, though. No.
Well, I'm very worried about you.
Yeah, I know you are.
See, it's not his fault, but he could do things which he would regret afterwards, but the thing is, it might be too late.
Yeah.
And he's much bigger than you, stronger than you.
He's not so strong now.
Well, no, but when he has a fit of rage, he could do anything.
Mm.
And I'm very worried about that. And I know you think he won't ever do it.
Oh, I don't really think that. Because I don't... Well, he says he's not going to do it.
Yeah, but
because I'll never do it.
Yeah.
he won't know what he's doing, you see.
No.
No. I did have a word with Bert this morning because he said, I met him on the stairs. I've just been up to Peggy's. And so I told him, you know, he'd have to go in. Oh, yeah, he said he will have to. He said, but I'm always there in the night, he said, if you want me. So, you know, he really is, you know, he gets me so frustrated. You don't know what to do. And
no.
I think I say things to him that I shouldn't. I'm not saying I'm all goody-goody, but, you know, you do say things that you shouldn't.
Mm.
To him because you just can't take it quietly.
No,
I've had enough.
Mm.
I've had enough.
Mm.
Absolutely. You know, I put his pills out and already, and he says, "Where's my pills?" He knows where they are.
Yeah.
He knows the pot, you know, but he says, "Where's my pills?"
Mm.
You see, he cannot do anything.
No. You're not fit enough to cope with this.
I'm not.
You must get some help.
Yeah, I will. I mean, they might even put him in before then.
Yeah.
You know, Yeah, sorry, I'm not in a fit state.
Yeah.
I feel I'm going to have a break.
Well, that's what it'll turn.
Yeah, there's no holding me.
No, and then he will have to go. So
yeah, yeah.
You really must protect yourself.
Yes, he's beyond a joke now.
So Geraldine's going to ring you.
Yes, she's going to ring me.
You must tell her what you've told me.
Yes, I will do. Yeah. I will do. Yeah, I'm absolutely worn out. I mean, can you imagine me coping with him?
Well, I couldn't.
After having had got another operation.
Yeah.
Mm.
I couldn't.
No, you couldn't. No. No, I mean, you just can't do it. No, you just can't do it. I mean, I don't know what he'd say if he had to go into a home. I saw that he'd say, you're putting me there, and he'd...
Well, of course he will. He will say that.
Yeah, and he'd bash me then, you know.
Well, yeah, but you must let them... They know how to do it without endangering you.
Yeah.
You don't just tell him that he's going. They have to come and get him.
Yeah.
They have to figure out a way to have him in for what he thinks is an examination or something like that, and then they just keep him there.
They've
got ways of getting them in because this must happen with almost every case.
Yeah, I suppose it must do.
Mm.
You see, I forget what I was going to say now.
Well, they won't leave it to you to tell him that he's got to go.
No, I don't suppose they will. No. But, I mean, he will have to go when I go in hospital.
Yeah.
There's no two ways about it.
No.
You know. So I was talking to you the other day and said, what's going to happen? I said, well, he'd have to go in.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's quite a long time away. That's ever so many nights you've got to put up with it.
Yeah. It's not every night.
No.
He had a particularly bad day yesterday. Mm. Yeah. And he's so slow, you know. It's murder to take him shopping now. He really is very, very frail.
I'm probably being a bit selfish, but... I really want to be with you.
Yes, I know, darling.
I don't have to come and visit you every day.
Pick me together again.
I don't have to come and to a loony bin to see you every day.
No, that's right. That's what will happen.
Mm.
Yeah. I think I'm going to bring the centre, although I told Linda. Mm. But I haven't sort of enlarged on anything because he wasn't here, you see.
No, you tell them.
Because they're behind me, especially Maureen.
Yeah, well, you tell them.
Yeah.
You tell them what you told me.
Yeah, I don't think Maureen will be there yet. She doesn't, but she's carer, who really has more or less said, you know, that I should have respite and need to be gone.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you see, this is all right going to the care centre, but it's not for all that time.
No.
You know, I'd pray that I could have a night on my own.
Yeah.
You know, the times he wakes me up.
What I ought to do, really, instead of having 3 different days, they ought to have him for 3 days at a time.
3 days at a time. But it's still the nights, you see. He comes home.
No, I'm saying they ought to keep him in for 3 days.
Yeah, but they can't do that. That's not a type of place to do that.
No, but there are other places.
Oh, there are other places, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Other places. Mm. Yeah. Oh, isn't that difficult?
Mm.
Yeah. I phoned Laurie last night. I think I'll have to phone her before Sunday again because I invited myself to coffee out there. And she said, oh, I've got so much to tell you. She was in tears, pretty well. Plumbing happy lot of you. She said, she said, since I spoke to you, love, the baby nearly died. That Alistair's baby. And it had something the matter with its esophagus.
Yeah, that's right.
It wasn't long enough or something, and they had to stretch it. And they took him to Brighton Hospital, and he was there about a month. And then he came back to the Conquest, and now he's out, but he wants constant attention, and he's got a deformed arm. So she said, we can't look after him, it's only the parents that can look after him, and they haven't had time off from work. I've got a bad back, she said, and she's got to go in hospital and have an operation, a lumbar something.
Lumbar puncture.
Is that an operation?
They put a needle up your spine and draw fluid off your spine.
That's what it was. She said, I'm going to go and have an operation. So, of course, I told her about Tom, and she said, what's going to happen to him? She said, he won't be able to stay there on his own. And of course, then she said, is he there? And I said, yes, because he was sitting in the next chair, you see. Oh, she said, come out and see me sometime when he's not there. But I can't really this week because of my home help's coming, you see. But although the home help's quite good, but it does tire you. We'll have to try and arrange soon to go out again, love.
I was looking forward to it. Some time with you.
Pardon?
You were.
Well, I think I'd be bright enough, because you always brighten me up, to go out, you know, but then Claire's coming, you see.
No, don't worry today.
Like on Lincoln dinner time.
Don't worry.
And today. I couldn't say to her, oh, no, that's not convenient, because otherwise he'd say, well, why can't you go and she come at midday then? You know, what's the matter?
I'd rather you get this business cleared up.
Yes, yes, you see, Geraldine's going to ring me back, so I can't really, you know, go off. Yeah, I definitely have to. It will come to a home, I can see that. I think there's worse people with, I don't mean worse, but there's some not so bad as him already in home.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a variety of things. It's all this seeing people. I mean, last night he didn't say he saw anyone, but I took him to the toilet because most times I'm awake, but sometimes he wakes me up to take him to the toilet. And then he comes looking all round the cushions again. Yeah, he was looking for somebody. And then, last night he said, I had a cat down by me. He said, what's that cat doing down by you? And then he said, there's a dog out there. I said, no, I think there was some animals on the screen, elephants or something. And I said, no, I said, there's nothing there. And so he just laughed. He laughed then and sort of accepted it. He said, oh dear, you know. Yeah. But I'm not being those Langley again like that.
No,
I threatened I was coming home, and I did want some, you know, quite urgent stuff through that. Otherwise, I would have come home. But, I'll be glad when it's all sorted out. I think Nick, when he gets back, he's thought something. Yeah. Claire comes what time? 11:30. That's right on when I should be ringing Maureen. It's a blink inconvenient time. I wish she weren't coming then.
Well, is Maureen not available now?
Pardon?
Can't you ring Maureen now?
No, I don't think she gets in till about 10:30 or something. Yeah. I'll give the centre a ring. She might not even be in.
Yeah. Do that.
Yeah, I'll do that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you personally.
Okay, darling. Bye-bye, darling. I've had one coffee. I might even have another one.
Oh, right.
And I'll put a
motor
sandwich out for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
Bye-bye, darling. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Will you ring me back, love?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been on to Cathy, who's the, well, sort of the, not the head one, this one over her.
I've heard you mention her before.
Yeah, she's quite good. And she said, yeah, something has to be done. But she said, I'll go and talk to my RO, because she reckons that all this should be said in front of Tom.
Well, eventually it should, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow when Geraldine comes.
Yeah.
You know, all about how he behaved. And
but you must say everything.
Yes, to say that he threatened me.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, because he threatened me the other day.
Yeah, you must say that.
He said, I'm going to hit you on the effing nose, he said.
Yeah.
Yeah, look, that's the first time I've heard him say that word.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I said, I'm disgusted at you.
Yeah.
He was very apologetic afterwards.
Well, that's not the point.
No, it's not the point, no. No, he was saying, you know, mind you, I have a go at him as well, but I antagonise him a bit, but I can't take it.
Yeah, but you must defend yourself.
Yeah, I must defend myself. I can't take it.
No.
No, I can't take it. No. So, anyway, this RO, she reckoned that, you know, something should be done in front of Tom, but she said, how do you feel about that? She said, it will have to be eventually said in front of him. But I don't quite know, really, you know, what to do. I'm going to have a word with Geraldine anyway.
You've got to.
Yeah. Geraldine's going to ring me. And, I mean, we'll see what she says. But I said to Cathy, he's going to have it in for me. Afterwards, thank you for telling them all about me and what I've said.
Well, this is inevitable. I mean,
it is, isn't it? Yeah. Oh, when I'll be glad when I can lead a peaceful life.
Yeah.
You know, all this.
Yeah.
Hassle.
And I'm wasting my life as well.
Yeah, I know, darling. You were so kind, you know. You're not a bit like him. Oh dear. Yeah. I know, you know, it's awful, but I'm sure it will come out all right in the end.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because if he goes into a home, we can go out, you know.
Mm.
And he will have to go in.
Yeah.
It's no good. You look to Christmas. If he stayed home till Christmas, I mean, I dare not say what might happen.
Oh, I keep thinking to myself, surely I can't live to see another Christmas.
No, no.
And especially when I was in the hospital.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, but...
And I want to be able to look after you and
yeah,
help you.
Yeah, oh, wouldn't that be lovely? Just for somebody to make me a cup of tea.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know what that would mean to me, you know, to be made a cup of tea.
Yeah.
Yeah. It would be lovely. You see, I have to do everything
yeah.
here for
yeah.
me. Yeah. He's a real nutter. He's a real nutter now
yeah.
without reason with him. He's quite irrational.
No, you've really got to keep the ball rolling now.
Yeah, that's what Kathy said. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, I'm just making up my salad.
Yeah.
And then, you know, for when after Claire's been, I'll have it. And Maureen, his carer's going to ring me at 1 o'clock.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm a bit frightened of him, actually.
Well, you've good reason to be.
Yeah, I am frightened.
Because they really don't know what they're doing.
No, they don't.
No.
No. No. He's always been rather like that, though. I mean, look how he behaved when I was leaving him.
Mm.
I mean, he was doing everything under the sun.
Yeah.
He wasn't rational then.
No.
No. No, he said, I'm going to lay down in front of the car so you can't go out.
Yeah.
He did?
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
Mm, yesterday last
yeah.
night. He said, I'm laying down in front. See, all this gets to me.
Yeah.
Oh, I can't just lay down and take it.
No, well, you shouldn't.
No, no, I mean, he says, and I'm going to, bash your car up, let the tyres down, and all sorts of things like this.
Yeah.
You know, now, what have I done to deserve that?
Well, you haven't.
I'm looking after him.
Yeah.
I'm doing everything I can for him.
Yeah.
And yet he says things like that. Yeah. Oh dear, I don't really know.
Well, the only
answer is he's going to the home and be looked after
yeah.
in there. Yeah. Okay then, love.
Okay, darling.
Yeah. You all right?
Yeah, the postman's just been.
Oh.
And he's brought me the tickets for next Sunday.
Oh, is it next Sunday?
Yeah.
Yeah? Has he?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, that's nice.
And, I'm in, well, if I go.
Yeah.
Well,
that's going to be on television, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, but I was down to Molly.
Yeah, well, I might not go yet.
Oh.
I won't go if it's so hot.
You won't?
No.
No. Might be thunderstorm.
Yeah, well, I don't mind that so much, but it's the heat.
The heat.
I can't sit there all the afternoon in the blazing sunshine.
No, no. No, of course it's out.
We've got the northern end, that's the end by Admiralty Arch.
Mm-hmm.
By Block E, seats 20 and 21.
Oh.
And the Irish Guards are trying to arrange to have a tent in the park, St James's Park, just opposite.
Yeah.
Where we can go and get a beer and a sandwiches.
That'd be good, huh?
Yeah, free, you know.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, let's hope it's a nice day.
Yeah.
I haven't heard the ball go for Sunday. No. I didn't tell you now, last Sunday, what happened. You know, Joey said come up for a sandwich.
Yeah.
Well, I waited and waited, and it got to about 3:15, Tom was getting all agitated. I said, well, let's go out then. I said, you know, because don't look as if he's going to ring now. So then I said, we'll go up there. I'm not going where I'm not wanted, he said. So in the end, he did give in. We went up there. And what has happened, Joey had gone to bed because I kept trying to get him on the phone.
Mm.
And it was engaged, or, you know, couldn't get. And I said, they're still on that computer. And anyway, when we got up there, there was Martin, Daniel, Tim, Lucy and Sue sitting there. And they said, oh, isn't it lovely to see you? You know, as if I'd just ducked in. So Joe must have forgotten.
Oh.
Yeah, I don't know what happened.
Oh.
Yeah, so we didn't have a sandwich because Daniel was taking Sue out for a meal. But it was lovely to see them all. And little Lucy, oh, she came to me and she flung her arms round my neck. It made my day.
Uh-huh.
And then we had to go in the garden and hide all the dinosaurs. Just me and her, she was going there. Yeah, she's a lovely little girl. She's altered.
Mm.
Altered a lot. Yeah. Yeah, so I was in the middle of picking the chicken, so I could go and wash my hands and then wait for Claire to come.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing?
Well, it's a bit too soon to have something to eat.
Pardon?
It's a bit too soon to have something to eat.
Yeah, it is really, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah.
Yeah.
But, and I was going to go over Tesco's, but I don't think I'll bother now.
Won't you?
No, I'll go tomorrow instead.
No. I remember last Tuesday, that was lovely.
Yeah. And I found out something horrible.
Oh.
Next Tuesday, I've got to go to hospital.
Oh, no.
For an eye clinic.
Oh, for the eye
clinic?
What time's that?
In the morning.
Oh.
11:45, that's 11:45.
And
goodness knows how long I'll be in there.
Oh no.
Because it's the final one, and I think it's the one where they measure you up for glasses.
Oh, do they?
So I reckon that'll take an hour at least.
Yes.
Time you sit there and wait for your turn.
Yes.
And then have your examination.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Oh, we will make it again.
Well, I blame all out, so. It seems that, you know, everything...
Everything's stated, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
It's stated.
I couldn't really believe last week that we were together.
No, I couldn't. No, I just couldn't, you know, realise. I thought it was a dream.
Mm.
Yeah. See, I suppose I could come... Thursday, but then the home help comes Thursday.
Mm, yeah.
Well, she comes an hour shopping.
Mm.
And I don't know whether we'd manage coffee, but that's a bit difficult. We have to think about it.
Mm.
Yeah.
Still, something might happen by then.
Yeah, you never know. You never know what is going to happen, do you?
No.
No. You have a laugh. Okay then, love.
Yeah.
I'll just pop off and do this chicken off. Okay.
Okay, darling.
Yeah, bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, darling.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Hello?
Hello, darling.
Oh, hello.
Have you got somebody there?
Yeah, I'm under the dryer at the moment.
Oh, sorry. Sorry.
I thought it was Geraldine.
No, it's just that I was getting a bit worried.
Oh, no, it's okay. Claire and Grant are here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talk to you later.
I'll get back under the dryer.
Right.
See you later.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye, darling. Hello? 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 Hello?
Good morning, help desk.
Oh, good morning. My name is White. I've just received my tickets for the Horse Guards Parade on 10th of July.
Yep.
And I'm absolutely gobsmacked to see that I'm not going to be allowed to take a photograph.
Not during the actual performance, no, sir.
Why is that?
I can't actually give you the reason why, sir.
Why not?
Well, because I don't know. That's what I've been told.
I'm a veteran of the World War II, and I just cannot understand, after serving all that time, why I will not be allowed to take a photograph. It says, due to the nature of the show,
right, sir.
Whatever is going to happen, is there going to be something too horrific to photograph?
No, I don't think so, sir, no.
Well, can you tell me the reason?